Hello, fellow game explorers. Thanks for joining us on this week's Brief Expedition. These are Which Game First's mini episodes released bi-weekly, where we excavate news and tidbits from the world of gaming. Our next full episode of Which Game First is unearthed in a week. And if you'd like even more episodes of Which Game First, become a patron, where you can get access to supporter-only exclusive episodes regularly. On this brief expedition, we are looking at Gloomhaven, a huge new adventure game. We were fascinated by this game because it was a massive success on Kickstarter.
Oh boy.
Gloomhaven is from a class of games called Legacy Games. So Ed, can you tell us a little bit about what Legacy Games are?
Legacy Games are games that change as you play them.
In what way? What does it mean that they change you as you play them?
Well, for example, you might visit a location in the game and something might happen there. And then because of choices you've made during the game, that location had now permanently changed. It has either a plus or a minus to something, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Has this choose your own adventure feel to it?
Exactly. A lot of people describe this game as a choose your own adventure board game.
And Joe, tell us a little bit about it.
Gloomhaven is a very, very ambitious game. And before learning about it, I'd have said no board game could simulate a full-fledged fantasy adventure RPG.
Is that what this game is? Is it billing itself as a full-fledged fantasy RPG?
Yes. While Gloomhaven does this, there's the necessary burden of extra bookkeeping that comes along with what reviewers have called the sea of cardboard included with it and all the details it keeps track of. So it takes on the challenge of having you pay a high cost in time commitment, probably a higher cost in time commitment than you have with any other game, certainly any other board game, while striving to deliver a product that will make the play experience well worth all the trouble you're taking.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be worth it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it helped though.
So far, a lot of people have tried Gloomhaven, and a lot of people think it provides more than enough fun to say that, yes, Gloomhaven is worth it, or even more than worth it. Again, none of us have played it, so if you've tried Gloomhaven and have an opinion, please share it with us.
Oh, yeah. Currently on Board Game Geek, the number one ranked game.
Wow.
It's amazing. So most RPGs are run with a game master, one person who actually controls those features that you were saying, Ed, can change permanently. Like they'll control the city, they'll control the bad guys. This game has no GM. It invites you to play a full-fledged fantasy adventure game with no game master.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is the most fascinating aspect of this game. I haven't seen this mechanic very often, and certainly not as successful on this scale.
There are actually other games that have that specific theme where it basically tries to simulate a D&D dungeon crawl without a DM. There are a couple of other games that take that path. Descent is another game that has that type of mechanic.
So why do you think this one, guys, Joe and Ed, why do you think this game was so successful in that realm?
It's pretty. It's a big box. Got lovely looking cards. It's card driven rather than dice driven, that's for sure. Descent, for example, is a dice driven game. We had cards as well, obviously, but
Gloomhaven has no dice.
They have decks of cards that determine random events.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like you, Ed, I got to see this game firsthand, a physical copy of this game, which averages about, what, $180?
Yeah, basically, yep.
Yeah, so I got to actually see a copy of this game at a friend's house, and when I opened the box, mm-hmm. it was so exciting because there inside there's other little boxes full of cards and things. Now, in a legacy game, there are little boxes that you get to open as you get to that section of the game.
Oh, yes. It's pretty cool. You have like little treasure chests that you get to. It's like, ooh, open this up, crack open the new deck of cards or the new tokens that are in there, and then play that adventure.
The shut up and sit down review made repeated references to the serotonin hit of opening mysterious little boxes.
Sure, sure. It's unwrapping presents as you go along.
I think I'm getting a serotonin hit thinking about opening boxes of treasure that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then other things to like discover brand new things as you go, even if they're just information, not even treasure, really does sound exciting and interesting. I saw maybe a dozen boxes inside the big box. This game is for 1 to 4 players. So, Joe, what's the first thing you do when you open the box?
I think one of the earliest things you do is decide which of the 20 character templates you're going to take.
So now, when you pick a character template, is that the whole character? Do you get to do things like you would do in a Dungeon and Dragons game, name your character? Do you get to pick any stats for your character, or are you just handed a completely pre-made character?
I think you name your character. Your template has like the equivalent of a class name on there.
Such as Thief or...
Brute. There's a Mind Thief who I think is a non-human rat-like creature. I mean, it's quite varied.
And there's 20 characters to choose from.
On the Kickstarter page, it says 17, each with a detailed 32-millimeter plastic mini, a character mat with their own deck of around 30 unique ability cards, and 4 tracking dials.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, 4 dials.
Yeah. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4.
That is pretty cool.
There's an additional map, sort of something that keeps track of the ebb and flow of different brands of magic in the game, and particularly the area that the players are in.
Yeah, there are so many pieces in this game, and they all look really attractive. Now, I see a lot of people have minis. Are there miniatures in this game? Do any miniatures come with the game?
Yes, I think each of the player characters have their own mini.
Hmm. The game is billed as playtime being 60 to 120 minutes, but I heard it's much longer than that. What do they mean by 60 to 120? They mean a complete game?
No, I think what it is, the scenarios are probably variable depending on their complexity, but here they advertise 30 minutes per player.
Per scenario.
Per scenario, okay.
And from what I'm reading, there are 95 unique playable scenarios. That's a lot.
That's incredible. That is a really good bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really interested in playing this game. It would be my first legacy game, so that would be exciting. We might do that.
I'm intrigued.
Invite me.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, panel, for discussing Gloomhaven this week. And thank you all for coming along on our brief expedition today. We'll see you next week with a brand new full episode of Which Game First. Happy gaming, everybody.
Bye-bye.